Com.
There are several strategies farmers and ranchers can use during the tax planning season. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Taxes Renee Fink says one of the main strategies is deferring crop insurance.
We talk about having multiple years of crop insurance in one tax year. You would only be able to defer your 2020 crop insurance. So if you had any 2019 claims, those are technically already deferred. So you can't push them forward any further. Next strategy that we use quite often is deferred grain contracts. So a deferred grain contract, you have your grain sold and it's delivered, but the elevator is basically holding that check to the next year. The last tax planning strategy is income averaging. Now, income averaging is utilized in high income tax years or if you have very low previous tax returns.
A significant portion of farm income did come from government assistance programs this year. Fink says there were also a couple of other unexpected sources of income.
The Syngenta settlement, that's been out there for a few years and not knowing when it was exactly going to come. I know I've talked with customers on, you know, that being out there. You should have received, if you were eligible for that, received 65% of the settlement in the spring of 2020, with the remaining 35% to be received either late 2020 or early 21. And again, that's just taxable on your Schedule F when you receive it. And then the economic income payments, those also are known as the stimulus payments. And those were the $1,200 per taxpayer plus $500 per qualifying child under the age of 17. Those are not taxable. However, they are subject to income thresholds.
Fink provided these tax planning tips during Ag Country's virtual Winter Forum series this morning.